time of year. Just look around and you will see the tradition of the Christmas tree, as American now as it can be, as each its forms appear. Take for instance the aluminum tree, wearing not one single light, reflecting red and yellow and blue and green from a contraption out of sight. And there's the tree you buy at Walmart with the lights already on. You pull it out of the box and plug it in, 'cause the work's already done. And there's the fiber optic Christmas tree. The colors hypnotize, a reapplied technology, primed to commercialize. You see, the world is full of Christmas trees, it seems, this time of year. Just look around and you will see the tradition of the Christmas tree, as American now as it can be, and costing rather dear. Just after Thanksgiving, on any vacant lot in town, you can buy a lovely Fraser fir. If you lay several twenties down, it may have come from Minnesota, cut 2 months before, but it holds on to its needles well, to drop 'em on your carpeted floor. And it's a sad scene after Christmas, all those cut trees no one bought, lying in heaps to be hauled away. They gave up their lives for naught. You see, the world is full of Christmas trees, it seems, this time of year. Just look around and you will see the tradition of the Christmas tree, as American now as it can be. Of this we have no fear, though there are some aberrations. Have you heard of the highway tree? It may not cost you money, but it might cost your liberty. For it's a little bit like stealing, and it's awfully like a game. You carefully watch the roadside for the perfect tree to claim. Then you sneak out in the darkness when no one would see or hear. You cut it down, you throw it in your van, you start your motor as quiet as you can. You head for home thinking, whew, what a lucky man. You beat the system one more year. For the world is full of Christmas trees, it seems, this time of year. No matter which one it might be, aluminum cut or highway tree, one is special to your family.